Hello, this is Joanna Patrice Haggerty, and I am on location at the 2023 Holiday Pop-Up Market at the Asheville Mall, sponsored by WWBC and BizRadio.us. We have 50 local women-owned entrepreneurs here selling their goods and getting their name out there for folks. Joining me now is Letitia and Brittany. Remind me your last names, I forgot.
Gash,
thank you. And the companies are Candles by Tiara and Tiara's Cakes and Cupcakes. Thank you for being here, y'all.
Of course, thank you.
Yes. So tell me a little bit about the two businesses and what you sell and even how that started happening.
Okay, well, we started with Candles by Tiara, and this was during COVID times. Mm. So once we started that, my daughter would start baking cakes, and so she started her own.
Wow.
Which is Tiara's Cakes and Cupcakes. So when we do our pop-ups, we do candles, cakes, cupcakes, and sometimes we come together and do events. Yes.
I love that. Well, being an entrepreneur is challenging, so having a family member who really understands, that's got to be really helpful at times, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. My mom, she's really good with the business side of things, and I'm currently learning that in school with me going to be a cosmetologist.
Ooh.
So it's kind of getting the best of both worlds, honestly.
I love that.
But knowing somebody that is good with the business is just very helpful.
It's so necessary.
With all this stuff. Yes.
Yeah, share the highs and the lows, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The ins and outs, we didn't sell much today, but that's how it is some days, you know, and then this day is like, wow, we did really good today, mom. It's really cool sharing that experience with my mother.
That is so special.
It's really a blessing. Yeah.
Well, tell me, why candles and cakes and cupcakes? How is that inspiring for y'all?
Oh, you know, if you're a candle lover, you know candles can be so relaxing,
yes.
Especially after a hard day's work. You go home and get that bath, you light a candle, or get that shower, light a candle, and just relax. And so that right there during COVID season, that's what we were doing.
I love it.
And it was like, oh, man, let's try making our own, you know, and trying different scents. So, and I'm all about getting natural ingredients.
Great.
And so that's what inspired me to do the natural ingredients with my candles.
I love that inspiration.
With the cakes, it was during COVID, so you know, it was a little rough time for everybody. So we're cooking dinner, and I'm like, let me try making a cake, because I usually do brownies. That was my go-to. So I made
which
a
are really not easy, so.
Exactly. So I did a red velvet cake, and I was like, man, this is good. And from now on, from then, I've been making cakes and just going. And a lot of people, I know people got sweet tooth. Everybody got
yes.
a tooth for something. And sweets, you can't beat that. You can't beat a great-grandmother's homemade pound cake.
Woo, like, ain't that the truth?
You can't beat a honey
who
bun.
Who is actually in the audience right now, by the way.
Wow. Yeah, she what? Just walked up.
That was a marvelous way, I tell you, okay?
So beautiful.
But just collabing with, like, Valentine's Day, I'll do Valentine cupcakes. She'll do her heart candles. Ugh. It's really cool collabing with my mother. It's a blessing. I couldn't ask for a better partner, honestly.
That is so special. I love it. Well, tell me a little bit about how you get to some of those flavors. Maybe with starting with some of the candles. Like, how do you concoct those? Where do they come from?
So, mine is like lavender, the natural ingredients,
and
vanilla. That really caught me because lavender is so calming.
Yeah.
And that is one that stuck out to me. And it's one of my best sellers.
Wow.
And then we have the champagne scent. And it's like a fruity, not too loud, but a little soft.
Ooh.
And everyone loves that as well. So we can mix them as well. But those are the two that really stands out.
Wow.
And it's really calming to us. Yeah.
I think with me, right now, honey bun cake is,
ooh.
I actually, one of my parents' friends, he was like, I need you to try to make this. I said, okay, I'll try. Everybody's been throwing all these ideas at me. I said, okay, I'm going to shoot for this honey bun cake. I tried it, became one of my biggest sellers.
Wow.
The homemade pound cake is a recipe from my great-grandmother.
I love that.
I think those two are my best ones right now. Everybody loves red velvet cupcakes. That's what I started out with. Red velvet. Then I went from vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. One for Valentine's Day, I did pink Moscato.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Homemade pink Moscato.
Y'all, I'm going to have some champagne with you. That's my drink of choice, too, by the way, okay? No, I think it's so inspiring that you guys are using natural ingredients and sort of tying yourself to earth and your roots, but then you're also open to being inspired and trying new things. That's really, really awesome. So how can people find you when they need a candle or a cupcake or a cake? How do they reach out and connect with you guys?
Well, we're located on Facebook.
Okay.
And you can look us up at Candles by Tierra on Facebook.
Perfect.
And you can do our personal Facebook page, and that's Letitia Gash. Either way.
And for me, you can hit me up on Tiara's Cakes and Cupcakes on Facebook, and you can also hit me up on my personal page, which is Brittany Gash. We are located in Hendersonville, but we travel to Asheville. You know, we got family in Asheville, which is makes it even better.
Hey, Western North Carolina, we all need cake somewhere, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Somebody's going to want a pound cake for Christmas. I already know.
That's
it. So.
Right.
So, yeah, most definitely.
Well,
yes.
You too. Thank you for inspiring me today and for letting me see this really beautiful familiar relationship. I was mentioning to you guys, our family is our radio station is family owned too, and it's just really, really powerful to see that.
All right.
Thank
well,
you
thank
so much.
Y'all
for
so
us.
Much.
Thank
yes,
you guys.
It's been an honor. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks to our listeners. Please be sure to check out bizradio.us for more great conversations around small and mid-sized businesses, leaders, and innovators.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.